Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The House is scheduled to go into recess on December 13th. The Senate stays in session until December 20th. But reports are that even though the House is going out on the 13th, discussions between the four principals will continue for the next several days.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Well, we understand that the four principals, as they're referred to, and that's the two chairmen and two ranking members of the House and Senate Ag Committees, have been meeting regularly over the last couple of weeks and continuing discussions and negotiations regarding some of the outstanding issues between the House and Senate version. I think there's been a lot of discussion on both nutrition programs as well as the overall structure of commodity programs, and the principals have indicated some progress is being made. There's still a number of outstanding issues that need to be addressed, and those include dairy policy, country of origin labeling, and permanent law.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Chairman Lucas and Ranking Member Peterson will come back to D.C. next week for some further discussions as they continue to try to work out some of the differences and hopefully resolve those issues, if not this month, in the early part of January. They're also, as they look at new options, waiting on some scores from the Congressional Budget Office, so that has to play into the timing as well.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
From the National Cotton Council's perspective, we have been consistent in encouraging the two agriculture committees to resolve the differences and move forward with a multi-year legislation. We believe that's critical from the standpoint of making the investment decisions that are necessary in agriculture and providing the certainty for production agriculture. And also for cotton, it's critical to address the longstanding trade dispute. One thing that we've continued to say is that we need this new legislation and we need to avoid any type of extension.